This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Even though it's only been, like 3 weeks maybe, this economy has been turned on its head. Entire industries have basically been closed down or darn close to it. The businesses that are still up and running have had to rethink almost everything, and the layoffs have been, as you know, catastrophic. We'll eventually figure out the new shape of things, because that's what recessions do, right? They change how we understand this economy. But right now, and in real time, there is a disconnect happening.
My name is Maria Barillas. I am a server and a barista in Brooklyn, New York.
Hi, I'm Seth Schulman. I'm a musician from Chicago. I'm a teacher and I gig on the weekends.
My name is April Oliver and I live in Bozeman, Montana.
I worked at a restaurant that closed.
The school I work for is not open and we don't know when it's going to come back. And I can't teach those students online.
I recently received a job offer from an environmental consulting company. I was so excited when I received this offer because it was everything that I had dreamed of. Unfortunately, my employer said that the job offer would be delayed indefinitely due to the fact that the lab is closed.
So Maria and Seth and April are going to help frame the next couple of minutes, because while the idea of an economy just stopping might feel a little bit high concept, the fact is it's got some very basic concept implications for millions of people. Like, they can't just go out and spend money right now.
I went out a lot with friends, probably every other day. We can't really go to any of these places anymore.
I'm a big basketball fan, so every now and then I would pay a little bit of money to watch like a good basketball game. But NBA's over. There's no point in that anymore.
We go out maybe 3 or 4 times a week to eat at local restaurants. But right now, we haven't gone to a restaurant in maybe 4 weeks.
Consumption and basic commerce have just stopped. Not everything, though, has.
I believe that I can pay rent, like, this month. But I also have other bills. Like, I have, like, credit cards to pay.
With April 1st looming, I know my rent is going to be due. I'm also currently paying off a car for the next 4 years.
The rent is kind of outrageous in Bozeman.
It just feels a little hopeless.
Like a nightmare that's steadily approaching towards you. Like, you can see it from a distance, and you're just like,
I'm really nervous and worried.
April the 1st is the day after tomorrow, which means rent and car payments and a whole lot of other bills are going to be due. Larry Summers, Secretary of the Treasury in the Clinton administration, put it this way on Bloomberg TV the other day.
In a sense, economic time has been stopped, but financial time has not been stopped.
Like I said, a little bit high concept. So we got Melanie Long on the phone. She teaches economics at the College of Worcester.
Households are finding themselves in situations where income flows are reduced or have become non-existent, but their payment obligations, those debts or bills, are still there.
Yeah, there is that $2 trillion rescue package, checks to people and families, and expanded unemployment insurance as well. But even that money isn't going to press pause on financial time.
Even if we have income-based safety nets and employment-based safety nets, this risk of an imbalance between one's income flows and debt obligations, along with other kind of payment obligations, there's just not a safety net there.
This isn't a new problem. A Fed study 2 years ago showed that almost 20% of households couldn't pay all their bills in a given month. But the speed of this crisis is making things more serious, so Maria and Seth and April are doing what they can.
I just filed for unemployment.
I've already filed for unemployment. I'm putting myself out there on social media as much as I can to just get some more students, get some sort of income. I'm looking for jobs at like Aldi.
I just applied to be an online tutor for the time being so that, you know, I have enough money for April 1st, but I don't know about May 1st.
And that right there is really the huge problem. May the 1st is going to be here before we know it. And the question is, will economic time and financial time be back in sync in time?